You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
If it ain't about you, then I don't have the time. Not missing my blessing. Keep my eyes on the prize, and I won't be distracted from doing God's work. Just not worth it. The enemy is stressing because he works on borrowed time.
Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, here with the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast. Amen. Today I thank God for what he's doing and how he's blessing. He is still working miracles, signs, and wonder. Yes. Hallelujah. We are in Titusville for the revival at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. And listen, we got two more nights there. Amen. You don't want to miss it. Praise God. 1219 South Street in Titusville, Florida. Amen. And we have two more nights. First night, amen, praise God, God move. And we talk about, amen, I see miracles. Praise God, hallelujah. And then we had our helmet, hallelujah, hat on for helmet. Amen, hallelujah, of salvation. Then we had last night our jacket on. Glory to God, amen, talking about the shield of faith. Amen, protection for the middle part of your body. Amen, for the Bible said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the power of the enemy. You got to be dressed. You got to be armored. You have to have your armor on because the enemy is coming to attack you. The enemy is coming to destroy you, so you have to have your armor on. Praise God. And tonight we're dealing with, amen, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have your feet ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I want you to know I see miracles. I see miracles everywhere. God is sending miracles. And if you need a miracle, God will do it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But you got to be protected. And if you're protected, God will bless you. God will give you miracles. Why? Because you are going out to battle. Hallelujah. I know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. People say you're going out to battle. Amen. Why are you putting on all of those things? Amen. Praise God. Because you got to have it on for your protection. And when you have it on for your protection, when the enemy come, when Satan come against you, oh, hallelujah. If he's attacking your head will be protected. If he attacking your, amen, the middle parts of you, amen, it is protected. If he's attacking your feet will be protected. Praise God, hallelujah. Only thing, amen, hallelujah, is that you don't have, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, to do is to worry about the battle. Amen. Then be sure you can see the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can keep power over him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you today. Amen. From Romans, the 4th chapter, talking about a man. Amen. With faith. Amen. A man. Glory to God. Called Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. That's the kind of man Abraham was, and that's why he got miracles. God gave him miracles, and I see miracles. I see miracles everywhere. But he called those things as be not as though they were. Who against hope believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Amen. Hallelujah. Man that didn't have children. A man, glory to God, that God raised up to make him be the father of many nations. Wasn't even a father, but God spoke it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God gave him seeds because he believed God. Amen. The 20th verse say, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in the faith, giving glory to God. See, amen, glory to God. That's what he had. He had his shield of faith. Amen, hallelujah. That would quench, amen, the fiery darts of the wicked. He didn't stagger at the promise. When God said it, he believed God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. He was strong in the faith. How many of you strong in the faith today? You got to have faith in God. You got to believe God. You got to give God the glory for all that he promised you, because he's promised you many things. Amen. You may go through the process. You may have to, amen, wait for the procedure, but the promises is going to happen. Amen. Glory to God. And 21st say, and being fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. Abraham knew, amen, that God promised it. Amen. He was persuaded that what God promised, God was going to do it. I want you to know many things God promised you today, he's going to do it. I see miracles. I see miracles everywhere. Wherever you go, wherever the sole of your feet trod on, praise God, I see miracles there. God's going to give you miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to believe God. You got to have faith. Amen. In God. Put on your shield of faith. Amen. Your protection, which will protect your arms, will protect your body, will protect your stomach, will protect your chest, will protect your shoulders. Amen. The shield of faith. Get ready for your protection. God wants you to be protected. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to have on your shield of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you have your shield of faith on, you don't have to worry. Glory to God. God will bless you and God will keep you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's a keeper and he want to keep you. Amen. Glory to God. For the Bible declare in Ephesians the 6th chapter. Amen. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in his power and his might. Amen. It's time to be strong. It's time out for all of that weak, those weak Christians. Amen. That they're always talking about the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And listening to the devil. You got to learn to be strong in the Lord and in his power and his might. And the Bible said in the 11th verse, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You need your armor on. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to be protected. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, if you got it on, you're going to be able to make it. Man, the 14th verse says, stand therefore, having your loins girded with, amen, gird about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Above all things, amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to have your shield of faith on. Praise God. The devil is after you. He's ready to attack you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got your shield on faith on, and God's going to take care of you and take the helmet of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. You got to get ready. The devil is out there and he's ready to attack you. But I want you to know God is giving you power to attack back. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if he's giving you power to attack back, amen, you just attack the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, amen, hallelujah, God will be with you. God will help you. But you got to have on your shield of faith. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his power and his might. Now you got to have faith in God. And Hebrews 11th chapter say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Praise God. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are not seen were made of things which do appear. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to have faith. You need your shield of faith on. Hallelujah. Because when you have faith, amen, the enemy got to go. He's got to leave you. He got to leave you alone. Amen. That's what it takes. It takes faith. For the Bible declare in the 6th verse, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek. Hallelujah. Him, you have got to have faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see miracles. I see miracles everywhere. Glory to God. All you got to do is prepare for your miracle. All you got to do is wait on your miracle. All you got to do is believe God for your miracles. Bible declare in the 7th verse, amen, by faith, Noah being warned, praise God, of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared the ark of the saving of the souls, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah. Noah believed God. Noah prepared an ark. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he went in the ark, and his family went with him in the ark, and God saved them. There's a way God can save you. Amen. If you listen to him, if you do what he said, if you stand on the word of God, if you live like God say, hallelujah, you got to keep your shield of faith on. Bible said in the 8th verse, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritor, obeyed. Amen. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Hallelujah. See, you got to obey God. You got to believe God. You got to stand on the promise of God. And you got to do what God say. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's time now for you to get your miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God want to give you a miracle, but you got to obey God. You got to believe God. You got to stand on the word of God. Amen. God still working miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. When they went to the marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. Which Jesus was invited to. Amen. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Amen. The wine ran out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know. Amen. Jesus was there. Glory to God. And Mary told him about the wine ran out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, amen, the wine ran out, but Jesus was there. And Mary called him and told him about it. Praise God. And she told the servants, you just stay here. And whatever he tell you to do, you do it. Amen. Glory to God. And I want you to know, amen, hallelujah, Mary, amen, hallelujah, was believing God for a miracle. And guess what? Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus began to tell him, fill up the water pot. Amen. Fill it up. Amen. And fill it up to the brim. Amen. And they filled it up. Praise God, to the brim. Now when she said, he said, now, amen, give it to the governor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't even pray. He didn't even do anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God gave Jesus a miracle. Amen. The water turned into wine. And when he gave it to the governor, when they gave it to the governor said, you usually, amen, hallelujah, give the worse, amen, saved the worst for the last. Amen. But now it's the last and you giving me the best. Praise God. Hallelujah. What happened? God worked a miracle. God is the God of miracles. I see miracles. Amen. If you need a miracle, God wants to give you one. But you got to believe God. Amen. You got to have faith that God can do it. Amen. Look at the woman. Amen. With the issue of blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are suffering for 12 long years. Praise God. But she said within herself, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And I want you to know today. Amen. Hallelujah. That woman had faith. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm telling you, you got to have faith. You got to believe God can do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the power of God was in Jesus' garment. And when she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible declares she was made whole. Virtue went out of her. Amen. I want you to know I see miracles. I see miracles everywhere. Everywhere I look, there is a miracle. God can give you a miracle. Don't stagger the promise, but believe God. Praise God, because God is ready to do big things for his people. God is ready to do great things for his people, but you got to believe God. You got to look, amen, and see that God can do what he said. He said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. With God, all things are possible. I know you, many of you are struggling out there. The gas have gone up, and you are struggling. The food has gone up and you are struggling, but why don't you believe God for a miracle? God still works miracles. He multiplied the two, hallelujah, fishes and five loaves, and he can multiply your blessing. He can multiply your, hallelujah, money. He can multiply your food. I know many of you out there, hallelujah, and things have happened to you. Maybe you don't have a 9-to-5, but God will provide. He's Jehovah Jireh, the God that will provide. Why don't you look to him? Why don't you listen to him and obey his word? He'll make a way out of no way. He'll send you a widow that can give you a miracle. He'll send you a millionaire that can give you a miracle. Why don't you trust God? Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your pathway. Yes, things are happening. Yes, prices are going up, but I see miracles. I see it everywhere. Praise God. God can give you a miracle at your front door. He can send you a miracle in the mailbox. He can put a miracle in your bank account. I see miracles. Why don't you come on to the revival and let God give you a miracle. Let God work signs and wonders on you. But you got to get ready. Put your helmet on. Helmet of salvation. Put your shield on. Your shield. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of faith on. Get your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Get your word ready. The shield of faith. And get your word ready. Speak the word against the devil. I know he's attacking your family. Yes, he's attacking the churches. Praise God. But I'm not worried about the attack he got, that he's attacking the church, because that, hallelujah, church belong to God. Miracle deliverance, heal revival church belong to God, and God's going to protect it. God's going to shield it. I know the devil's busy, praise God, but God is greater than the devil. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's more powerful than the devil, because we are protected. We got our shield of faith on. We got our helmet of salvation. We got our sword of the Spirit, and we are ready, amen, for war. We are ready for the attack, because God is with us. And there's no need to fight in the battle, because the battle's not ours. It's the Lord's battle. So you got to get ready. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on out to get your miracle. Come on out to get your blessing. Yes, there's salvation. Be like the woman, hallelujah, who came to Jesus, amen, and took a hair, hallelujah, was crying, had tears, hallelujah, she washed Jesus' feet with her tears, glory to God, hallelujah, and wiped her hair, hallelujah, her feet, his feet with her hair, glory to God. But the, hallelujah, the people were saying, the Pharisees, he must not know who that woman is. That woman looking for a man, she gonna probably try to tempt him. But Jesus knew that woman knew who she was. Praise God, hallelujah. And he said, woman, hallelujah, thy sins are forgiven. Hallelujah, you did a whole lot of sin, but hallelujah, I'm telling God to forgive you of your sins. Hallelujah, glory to God. God can forgive you of your sins. Come on to the revival. I know you've been taking drugs and drinking alcohol, and that's not the answer. You've been running from man to man and woman to woman, and that's not the answer. You've been scamming and scheming, and that's not the answer. But Jesus is the answer to your situation. Jesus is the answer to your problem. Just like he forgave that woman, he will forgive you. But you got to come on and give your life to Jesus. You got to come on and give your heart to Jesus. He'll deliver you. He will save you. He will set you free. You are not saved today. I want you to say, Father, come into my life. Oh, set me free now. I believe that you're the Son of God. Forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression and set me free. I want to be free today. I believe you died and rose again, that I may have life and have it more abundantly. I receive you into my life. I receive you into my heart. Say, devil, I denounce you now. You have no right. You have no power over me. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God, and I'm free. I'm free. I'm free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And begin to praise God. Begin to give him thanks and begin to glorify God. Make your mind up that you're coming to the revival. Hallelujah. Get yourself ready. Amen. And come to the revival. Amen. Come tonight. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Amen. In Titusville, Florida, with, hallelujah, where Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, hallelujah, is the pastor, and I'll be there. Amen. Hallelujah. When two great apostles come together, God got to work miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles everywhere. If you would just stop, hallelujah, stop by and put your feet in the door, I believe you're going to leave out with a miracle. Hallelujah. So get yourself together. Get your socks and your shoes and bring it to the revival. And then on Friday night, the last night, amen, praise the Lord, bring your pocketbook. Amen. God's going to bless you with miracle money. Hallelujah. Put miracle money. Hallelujah. In your pocketbook, in your bank account. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Money is coming. People are going to give you money. Money is coming to you. Hallelujah. You got to get there. You got to get there to that revival. Hallelujah. And let God bless you. Come on. Amen. Come on out. Amen. I challenge you. I dare you to get there. Hallelujah. Life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Miracles will happen. Amen. From that time on, you will get miracles after miracles after miracles. Amen. I see miracles everywhere. Miracles are there. You that are sick in your body, lay your hands on your body. Devil, you're a liar. You have attacked these people's body long enough, but I bind you up. And Jesus said, by his stripes, they are healed. Amen. You are healed today. Begin to thank God. Begin to bless God. I don't care what the doctor said. They're trying to make you, amen, encourage you to take all of these operations. The devil is a liar. Amen. Let God operate on. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving you all of these high voltages. Amen. 800 milligrams. Amen. Medicine. The devil is a liar. 500. Hallelujah. Milligram. That devil is a liar. Trust God. Believe God. If God healed the woman with the issue of blood, he can heal you. If he healed the blind, the lame, the deaf, the dumb. Amen. He can heal you. So you just got to believe God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If he can heal me, if he can keep me. Amen. Hallelujah. A woman over 70. Hallelujah. Getting up and going every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Trusting God, believing God, standing on the word of God. And if he did it for Abraham, if he did it for Isaac and Jacob, if he did it for Moses, amen, glory to God, he'll do it for you. But you got to believe God. You got to get up from there, rise up from there, and come on out tonight. Two more nights tonight and tomorrow night. This is the miracle, blessing, and healing, hallelujah, broadcast with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. But I'm challenging you to get out there. Amen. Hallelujah. To the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple. Get out there tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Get out there and let God give you miracles. I see miracles everywhere. Everywhere I look, there is a miracle. Amen. And you gotta trust him and believe him for your miracle. The God I serve, he is a miracle, miracle, miracle working God. The God we serve, he is a miracle, miracle, miracle working God. Yeah, you don't believe it. Try God today. See, won't my father stop by and make a way. He is a miracle, miracle, miracle working God. Yeah. The God we serve. He is a miracle, miracle, miracle working God. Yeah. The God we serve. He is a miracle, miracle, miracle working God. Thank God today. Amen. He's allowed my sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Co-Pastor Sandra Washington. Another birthday. Hallelujah. April the 15th. Yesterday was her birthday. Well, guess what? On April the 28th is my birthday. Amen. I'll be another year older. And I know God's going to bless me to see that year. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know miracles are going to happen for me as I go into the next birthday. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm thanking God for it. So let me tell you again, meet me at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, amen, Titusville, Florida. Pastor, amen, Dr. Curtis Watkins, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, meet me there tonight and tomorrow night. God bless you. I'll be looking to see you then. I love you, and God bless you.
Know that God is with me, so I keep it on my side.